It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and I am ecstatic to welcome Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze to KCSN. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
This is a great treat for me personally. You know, everybody has the music of their life, and I basically started out, and you guys were like one of my favorite bands, and so now to sit here, you know, years later, and to have a chat is extra special, and I'm sure for many of our listeners, they share that same enthusiasm. The new album, From the Cradle to the Grave, there's this, I guess, a self-imposed expectation that you have of, well, what's good enough to be on a Squeeze album. How did you approach From the Cradle to the Grave with that in mind, knowing that, all right, what do we got?
There's a lot of digging deep. You know, we've been back together as a band for, you know, 10 or 12 years, but we've been maintaining our history in many ways.
Right.
And sort of going around playing the hits in the way that we play them, which is brilliantly, with a great band. And then the opportunity to make this album came up, and, you know, we really had to sort of listen to ourselves, our songwriting, go back in time and see where we've been, where we needed to be. And I think... I know that the bar is set extremely high on this album, so the next one's going to have to be even higher, and that's a great place to be, because not often I think at this stage of your life you find yourself in such a great shape.
How do you guys work on your songs together, and how do you know when we got one here?
We spent a lot more time this time around. I think we spent a lot more time working in sort of adjoining rooms together. And going backwards and forwards, you know. And sometimes it's hard to know when you've got something right. Like Happy Days, for instance, I think we recorded 3 versions of that and went back to that one because it was the simplest. It sort of hit you in the face in a very nice way. And was sort of simple. And it's not always easy to see that first time round. You know, one of the things I think we learned this from when we did Spot the Difference, when we sort of recreated some of our records, is it because you had to dig really deep to remember what amps you used and guitars and, you know, where the mics were and all that sort of stuff. It reminded me of the fact that Squeeze were a really great band at standing around in the same room and coming up with arrangements. And that is what we've done on this record. To just say, all right, well, look, we're not going to, you know, have a click track and work our way up. Let's just actually work the arrangements out, play them together, and overdub minimally where needed. And there's a great spirit about that, and you can never, ever replicate that spirit by being super careful and overdubbing. You know, it's different records are made like that, and
right.
I'm not saying they're not great, but I love the spirit of a band playing together.
Take a break. No more excuses. No time to waste. Pack up a suitcase. Drive to the coast just for the weekend. Let's hit the road. Happy days in a hazy summer. Happy days being with each other. We're gonna take a break by the road and see the perfect summer, just you and me. Up there the clear sky, just feel the breeze. We take some shelter beneath the trees, sitting in the summer. The friends coming round, we're in the country. Happy days in the hazy summer. Happy days being with each other. We're gonna take a break by the road and see the perfect summer. Just you and me. time to leave. So we drive home, back to the heat, sitting on the sofa. Take a break by the road to see the perfect summer, just you and me. Happy days in the hazy summer, happy days being with each other. We're gonna take a break by the road to see the perfect summer, just you and me.
You know, if I throw out Lennon McCartney and Goffin King and Bach Rock David, you know, you guys have been compared favorably to those songwriters. What's your reaction to those comparisons? I mean, really, what's your reaction when, because you know you've seen and read them a number of times. Yeah. How do you respond to that?
The first time I recognized that kind of putting us in a pigeonhole with somebody else was when we came to America with Sweets from a Stranger, and there was a fold over spine on the album sleeve, and you know, they put the record company put, you know, Lennon McCartney on the side of it. And for us, it opened up a lot of doors, strangely, because a lot of radio stations, you know, either didn't know Squeeze or weren't that keen on playing us, but when they saw the names, they thought, well, we'll give it a go. And I think it did open some doors. However, I think the only way of adding it up is that we are two people that write songs in the same way that Lennon McCartney did, but they wrote in a very different way. And, you know, I think we're very unique. I think you can tell that over the 14 albums that we've had, we're an extremely unique bunch of people. And, you know, it's lovely to be put in the same category as Goffin and King. I wish.
Yeah.
You know.
You have had some uphill battles, particularly in the States. Now, I imagine overseas, not so much, yes?
I think, you know, I remember when we were, like, in our first flush of releasing records, each one that we released, I was thinking, you know, people are going to get this one. We're really going to get this one. And it sort of somehow never really happened that way in a large scale that as I thought it would do. And as time went on, in fact, you know, right, like here, the hit that we did have was Hourglass, and I love that song, but it's by no means our finest song. And so, you know, I can't figure that out. Why would that one go? Except that the head of promotion said to us, this time you're going to have a hit. And that was before anything happened. And that sort of gave me a clue as to why it happened.
Toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. There's a church in the steeple, the laundry on the hill, the billboards and the buildings, memories of it still keep calling and calling. But forget it all, I know I will. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted by the truth that's discovered. What's been going on now that you have gone? There's no other. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted by the truth that's discovered. And the car park, the airport, the baggage carousel,
the people keep on crowding.
I'm wishing I was well. I said it's no occasion,
it's no story I can tell.
But my bedside empty pocket, whoop without a sock, your body gets much closer, I fumble for the the clock alarm by the seduction. I wish that it would stop. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted by the truth who's discovered what's been going on. Now that you have gone, there's no weather. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted by the truth who's discovered. I bought an awful, some perfume, a fortune all for you. But it's not my conscience that hates to be untrue. I asked of my reflection, tell me what it's here to do. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted by the truth who's discovered what's been going on. Now that you have gone, there's no weather. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted by the truth that's discovered. I've been tempted by the fruit of another, tempted by the truth that's discovered. Tempted by the fruit of another, but the truth is discovered. What's been going on?
I remember when Squeeze sold out the Madison Square Garden, and that reverberated around the country.
Sure.
Like, because there were a lot of parts of the heartland where it's like, what? They how did they do that? That must have been an early triumph, yes?
It was a real thrill, yeah. And we played some smaller stadiums, too, around that time. And, you know, that was... There was a lot of things coming together. There was MTV and, you know, the videos that we were making were getting shown. You know, we were getting embraced by radio stations all around the country, and it was a great time. I think it's really changed now. It really has. You know, I'm hard challenged to find a radio station that I would plug into and listen to if I didn't have the internet now, which is kind of not what it used to be like. But that's just changed.
Sometimes some of the content matter in the songs are far from serious, but you take the craft of making songs pretty seriously, do you not?
I think we do. Yeah, I think we've got, you know, it's really, I feel very detached from the person that wrote all the early songs. I know it's me and I know it's him, but we were different versions of ourselves, as everyone is as you grow up. But what we have left is what we have now. And I feel that the work we're doing now is at least the equal of anything we've done in the past. And really, I think as a writer, you have to feel that. You know, you have to really feel it in your bones rather than think your way around it.
How did the going into the studio and creating those first records, do you have memories of, can you really remember what it was like to go in the hands of different personalities, different ideas, different philosophies, and share in the shaping of the creation of these songs?
Well, definitely. How could you forget working with such a person as John Cale, who was a really inspirational person to work with? Scary at times in those days, but a real genius. And he really pushed the band and wanted us to drop the kind of, you know, we'd written all these sort of love songs before he came along, and he sat in a rehearsal room and just told us to try and sort of pull our socks up and write something else. I remember him vividly saying to me, "Why don't you write a song about a muscle man?" You know, and I said, "Well, I don't know anything about a muscle man." And you know, he kind of said, "Well, go and do some research on it." And anyway, we came up with what I think is a great song. So sometimes when you're working with producers who are on the outside of the band, they can bring a different spirit and bring your level into a different place. John definitely did that. He really turned it around. Elvis, on the other hand, I mean, we were all kind of buddies at that time because we had the same management.
Jake.
We were all sort of flying in the same direction. And that was a very spirited time.
Travels across the Golden East. I see your preparations. Invite me first to feast. Take me, I'm yours. Because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss. Amusing belly dances distract. From my wine across to better mountains of memories of mine. I stood some ghostly moments with natives in the hills, recorded here on paper. My chills and thrills and spills. Take me, I'm yours. Because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss. You never seem to change. Your great attention, leisure, romantic gesture, strange. My ego flies tomorrow. It's a game I treasure, dear, to seek the helpless future. My love at last, I'm here. Take me, I'm yours. Because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven.
Got a set of new songs now. You are at the point in your career where, as you perform live, what makes the song list?
Well,
how does the song list become the song list night to night, you know, because you've got a plethora of material to choose from?
We haven't quite got into the Bruce Springsteen routine of playing for 3 hours yet, but in the UK, we've just finished a very successful UK tour, and the audiences were asking for us to play new songs, and that's a first really for us. And so, you know, we put in as many as we possibly could, and felt very proud about it. And didn't, you know, I remember in the past when I was younger, if we did a new song, I might sort of, you know, my shoulders would be down a bit, wondering whether we were going to get a good reaction, but I don't bother about that anymore. I just feel confident.
Great job on the new album. And you will see me Tuesday night. I'll be the, good. As you can see, I'll be the tall guy in the back of the room, bopping around and knowing the new songs too. I may call out for one or two myself.
Excellent.
Well, you will have a chance.
I will make it a point. And again, to all of our audience, the new album is From the Cradle to the Grave. A spectacular new album from Squeeze. It is the Ebell Theater on Saturday night and the Canyon Club on Tuesday night. I can't encourage you enough to join me in a real celebration of music as we applaud new music and, yes, the great favorites from Squeeze. Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook, we thank you for coming out to KCSN.
Thank you
for your time.
Thanks again. It's live on 88.5 KCSN.